Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Even people who aren't professional writers have heard about what's known as writer's block. When a writer just can't seem to make any headway, doesn't know what to write, or doesn't have any inspiration to write, it's called writer's block, and nothing gets written. Many people have also heard of what's called a eureka moment, a moment of sudden, triumphant discovery, inspiration, or insight. While it might be what gets a writer out of writer's block, all sorts of people have eureka moments. It's also known as an epiphany, and many people say it often seems to come out of nowhere. In other words, the person isn't thinking about, for instance, a particular problem that needs a solution, but the perfect solution just pops into thought. Considering the problems people and the world have, it would be nice if there were a lot more eureka moments propelling everyone forward. Is there any reliable way to make progress when progress seems impossible? Any way to make eureka moments more likely? Actually, the Bible has some interesting insights on the subject, ideas about how to get out of a non-productive funk and move forward. We'll investigate some of them this week on Morning Prayer. The prophet Amos tells us that God declareth unto man what is his thought. May we all find God declaring his thoughts to us, propelling us out of unproductive situations, and leading us to beneficial solutions and actions that benefit ourselves and others. Amen.